we'll lead you off the bat before we get to the serious stuff with Game 6. Once more on your penalty shot there the other night, Nick. The leg kick.
Yeah.
Was that a conscious decision there, the paralyzer move?
Yeah, definitely a conscious decision. I wouldn't say it moved him at all, but it's fortunate that I was able to find a way to get it in. So.
Another SoundCloud State University alum, Matt Hendricks, another former number 26 in these parts, used to do that. I'm not sure how familiar you are with that, but he had the very same move.
Yeah, I know Hindi pretty well. Obviously watched him play growing up too, and then I get fortunate enough to skate with him in the summer. And he still has the leg kick going and still works for him. So.
Is that where you picked it up from, or you had that one in the toolbox?
Yeah, I think a lot of guys probably, you know, have that. I think Hindi's an expert at it. Like I said, mine didn't really move him or affect him, but Hindi's an expert at that. So.
All right, well, that was among the highlights of a pretty impressive 6-0 Game 5 win. What most impressed you with the response you guys showed the other night, getting in on the forecheck, the physicality, seemed to set the tone pretty early on the other night?
Yeah, I mean, I said it before, I think our leadership group was great that game. Backy, Ovi, Willie, Orpi, Niski, those guys, I mean, they're, you know, Carlson, they made big-time plays. Backy's been making big-time plays all series, and he kind of led the way, and we all jumped on board, you know, it's easy to follow when we see our top guys doing that. And, you know, we're going to have the same response tonight. So,
not only the offensive numbers, Ovechkin with 11 hits, and maybe it was the hit that he didn't even have to make, helping set up Brett Connolly's goal the other night. But how much does that physicality, do you think, the investment as you go deeper into a game and now deeper into a series, where can you potentially reap the benefits with that?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, obviously, every team in the playoffs right now is thinking the same thing, right? You want to invest on the other team's defense, on the forecheck, and you know, it may take all the way till, you know, like you saw in the Winnipeg game, St. Louis, Winnipeg, and, you know, they score 15 seconds left of the game. You never know when your investment's going to pay off. You know, I think with O on that one particular play, obviously he's been, you know, heavy on the forecheck all series, and guys know that. I mean, you know, no one wants to get hit by a guy that big at that speed, and he was able to kind of convert and make a play, and Connell was able to, you know, score a goal off of it. So
a little bit of a trickle-down effect, too, I imagine, when you see them setting the tone like that all the way down the depth chart. You and Devo as well getting in on the forecheck. How much did this guy over here light a spark as well, having him in the lineup the other night?
It was good. And, I mean, I said it the other night, you know, I think, you know, having him back gave us a little bit of a boost. It certainly gave the crowd a little bit of a boost. There was, you know, quite a bit of energy in the building, and he didn't disappoint. He played really well, and you know, you got to imagine it's a little challenging jumping right into a playoff game. You know, he handled it really well, and like I said, that's just another opportunity for a team to feed off some energy, and he did a great job. So.
Final thing, we'll leave you with this. You touched on Winnipeg, St. Louis there a moment ago. How much, I imagine everyone is different, how much do you keep tabs on the rest of the first round, watching from afar versus obviously focusing on the business at hand here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're all invested in our own series, but at the same time we do have days off. We have travel days, stuff like that, and you are checking the standings, checking where, you know, teams have won or lost or what the series is at. But, you know, every player will say the same thing, right? Like, you're involved in your own series, and, you know, it doesn't matter what anybody else does. But, you know, you have those moments where you get to check. So I think that's probably as far as it goes.
Appreciate it, Nick. Good luck in Game 6 tonight. Thank you.
Thank you very much.